Dreamscape presents Knit Your Own Murder by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Joe Mickles sat alone in his big old car. He was a thick-bodied man with a harsh face, set on either side with long, old-fashioned sideburns. It was the last Tuesday in March, near the end of winter in Minnesota. The sky was overcast, the sun showing its location by a light spot in the clouds. The temperature was above freezing by 2 degrees. Joe was tired, not just physically tired, but spiritually tired. Tired to his bones, tired to his soul. He had worked hard all his life, and what did he have to show for it? There was money, of course. Lots of money, actually. Once, that was enough. Every time he worked a deal successfully, he got paid. So it became a way of keeping score. It was a game he was good at, and he had played it for a long time, racking up points, until he was so far ahead the numbers had become almost meaningless. The problem was, and who would have thought it, the money itself had also become meaningless. He'd never married, had no children, so there was no one standing by, eager for him to die and leave it to them so they could blow through it in a couple of years and wind up on welfare, or to rebel and go all anti-money and declare they didn't want any of it, or to be grateful for his ability to earn money because they'd inherited that trait themselves, or to give him grandchildren to tease and love and spoil. There was no one to give a damn. When he died, his money would dissipate like fog on a sunny morning. He'd finally thought of a way to...